was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch.
Cindy?
Yeah.
It's really neat.
Wow. Looks like we're going to have to build a trophy case for all the Brady trophies, right?
Hey, Bobby, where are you going?
Now everybody's got a trophy, except me. I'll never win at anything.
Hi.
Hi. What are you doing in there?
Thinking.
You want to do some talking?
Okay.
You want to come out or should we come in?
I don't think there's anything you can do.
Well, you never can tell. Why don't you try us, honey?
Well, it's nothing.
Oh, listen, if it takes that long to say it's nothing, it's something.
Bobby, if you don't tell us, we can't help you.
Everybody's won a trophy except me. Even the girls.
But, Bobby, they're older than you.
Well, Cindy isn't. And, boy, if she can win one and I can't, I'm nothing.
Well, son, you know, you haven't entered that many contests.
Sure I have. The last one was the swimming race at the Y. I came in fourth.
Well, I think that's pretty good.
There was only four guys in the race.
Look, how are you going to win at anything if you don't keep trying?
Your father's right, you know.
You really think so?
I'm positive. Just pick something you're good at. Just one thing. Stick with it.
And then I'll bet you'll win.
One thing, huh?
Triple jump. You can't win now. You want to play another game?
No. Dumb game.
Okay, come on.
Anybody can do it from there.
Oh. It's so easy. Let's see you do it.
Yeah.
Hurry up. You
can have all of them.
Okay. That was a good try, Bobby. Do it again.
Hey, where are you going? I thought we were going to shoot some baskets.
I thought so, too, but Bobby doesn't think so when it's his ball.
So what?
So I beat him at free throws, and now he won't let us use it. Dad, Mom, can we see you for a minute?
What's up?
Well, we've all talked it over.
All of us except Bobby.
Yeah, except Bobby. And we think you should know.
Know what?
Well, Bobby's been a real stinker.
Greg, you know I don't like that word.
It's the only word that really fits, Mom.
What's the problem?
Everything. No matter what any of us are doing, well, he's just a real stinker.
Marcia, I just told Greg I don't want to hear that word.
I'm sorry, Mom, but that's what he's been.
He blows his cork every time he doesn't win at something.
Well, that's it.
Bobby's still upset.
What's he upset about?
Well, all the rest of you kids have won trophies for one thing or another, and...
Bobby's the only one who hasn't, and it's got him down.
Gee, I never thought about that.
Me either.
It's really got him bugged, huh?
Well, sure. That's the reason he's being such a...
Stinker.
Stinker.
Well, I hope he wins at something soon. It's the only thing he seems to have in his mind.
It's the last game of the World Series, and it's up to Bobby Brady, two out in the ninth. The series is all tied up. Can he do it? Can he pull it out of the bag for the Dodgers? Bobby Brady did it. He hit his fifth home run of the game, a World Series record. The Dodgers win.
Bobby Brady. We present you with this trophy for the greatest performance on the baseball field in the history of the game.
That was nothing. Wait till next season.
Can Bobby Brady do it? Can he come from last place with a hole in his boat, not enough gas, and only 100 yards left? Bobby Brady is making his move. He did it! It's fantastic! Believe it or not, Bobby Brady won!
Bobby Brady, congratulations! You're the world's greatest speedboat driver!
Sure looks that way.
The last jumper of the day is Bobby Brady. Comes. He takes off like a bird. He's flying, flying, still flying. He broke the world's record. Bobby Brady wins.
Bobby Brady, we present you with this trophy for being the greatest ski jumper who ever lived.
Gotta get a trophy. I just gotta get one.
All right, all you kiddies out there, this is Cartoon King reminding you to be sure and wash your ears good tonight before you go to bed, because in case you dream, you can hear what you're dreaming about. You get it? You can hear what you get. Well, I made that up myself. Oh, and I want to remind you, be sure and tune in tomorrow to Cartoon King, because I've got a real wonderful announcement to make, a big special surprise. Well, so long, kids. Bye-bye now.
Bobby, can you catch that? I can't leave the kitchen.
If you don't time noodles just right, you've got a pot full of rubber bands.
Hello?
Your mother home?
No.
Your father home?
No.
What do you want? I'm selling magazines.
Magazines? What kind?
All kinds. You want to buy a subscription?
No.
Okay.
Boy, you sure don't know how to sell anything.
I do, too.
And how come you give up so easy?
Why waste my time on you? I'm trying to win a contest.
Contest? What kind?
For selling the most subscriptions.
What's the prize?
First prize is a college education. But I'd rather have the second prize, a mini bike. And there's this trophy.
All you have to do to win is sell dumb old magazines?
Uh-huh. And I'm going to win.
Oh, yeah? Bet I could sell more subscriptions than you.
Bet you couldn't.
I'll prove it. How do I get in?
You gotta send in an application.
Well, where do I get one?
Out of one of these magazines. You want to have one?
Sure. Thanks.
That'll be 35 cents.
Guess what I just bought?
Whatever it is, I would gladly exchange it for a plaster screw. I'm going to have to go down to the hardware store. What's that?
A subscription to a magazine.
Another magazine? Carol, this place is beginning to look like a dentist's office.
Well, I'm sorry. I just couldn't resist the salesman.
Oh, really, Carol?
Yeah, he's got beautiful brown hair and big green eyes, and he's 4'3".
The only person I know who's 4'3" is...
Bobby.
Bobby?
Yeah, he's in a magazine selling contest. We do know an awful lot of people.
You mean between the two of us we can do?
That's exactly what I was thinking. I really enjoyed lunch, Kathy. Yeah, I'll have to get the recipe with that salad dressing. Listen, Kathy, I'd love to ask you a little favor. Yeah, well, you know, Bobby is selling subscriptions to a magazine, and...
Yeah, next Saturday's great. I'll meet you on the tee at 7 o'clock sharp. Oh, George, listen, I might just give you two strokes aside this time. Yeah, that's right. Two strokes aside. Yeah, by the way, George, my son Bobby is selling magazines.
You two? How many subscriptions did you take?
Just one for the sports magazine. That's all I could afford.
I ordered three magazines.
Three? Where'd you get the money?
Dad raised my allowance.
Marshall, will you lend me a dollar?
Lend me 70 cents.
What for?
What else? I'm gonna order one of Bobby's magazines.
I'm taking two subscriptions to the same magazine.
Why would you take two subscriptions to the same magazine?
Guess Bobby's a good salesman.
Alex? Yes, Mrs. Brady?
I'm very angry with you.
You are? What'd I do?
Really, Alice? Six subscriptions from Bobby?
That. I'm sorry, Mrs. Brady. It's all I could afford.
Oh, Alice.
Bobby?
Yeah?
Could I trade one of my comic magazines for a beauty magazine?
Okay.
What are you doing?
Straightening out my orders. Boy, am I a salesman. Wait till I tell Mom and Dad I sold magazines to a lot of their friends. Mrs. Jackson and Mr. Morton.
They know that.
How?
Because they told all of them that... Well, they just know.
They told all of them what?
Nothing. I think I hear Marcia calling me.
They told all of them what?
Well, don't you look pretty?
Oh, thanks, Alice. We should be home fairly early.
Carol!
I'm coming, dear. Now, listen, Alice, if you need us, the Baxter's number's in the book, okay?
Okay.
Good night, dear.
Night. Have fun.
Honey, we're 15 minutes late.
I'm sorry, dear.
Mom, Dad, these subscriptions belong to you.
I don't understand.
You called up all your friends and told them to buy subscriptions from me.
Well, I suppose that's true. But you sold the magazines to them.
No, I didn't. You did. Because you don't think I can win anything on my own.
Oh, Bobby, yes, we do.
I'll win something on my own or else I won't win at all.
Well, Mike, I think we made a mistake.
Well, honey, parents can be human, too.
Okay, all you kids out there in my cartoon kingdom, who likes ice cream? Now, if you do, shout me.
Me?
What's your favorite flavor?
Strawberry.
Oh, well, everybody who said chocolate, raise your hand.
Chocolate?
Oh, no matter. Whether you like chocolate or what flavor, you like ice cream and you are going to enter our contest of eating ice cream. Now, that means that we're looking for the boy or the girl who can eat ice cream faster than anybody else.
I can eat it fast.
What fun. And the winner will receive my Cartoon King Golden Scoop Trophy plus all the ice cream you can eat for a whole yummy year.
Wow, a whole year?
Now, the first six kids out there who call me here at the station are going to get picked for our great delicious lick-off. Here's the telephone number. Are you ready, kids?
Yeah.
Listen, 555-6161. And if that's a toll call, it's still 555-6161. Get on those phones and make them hum. You like it, oh.
Cartoon King Show? My name is Bobby Brady, and can I eat ice cream fast?
Come on, Bobby, honey, we're going to be late.
Come on, hurry up, everybody. Good luck, Bobby.
Yeah,
you win.
Now you can outlive him, Bobby.
My water. Take my water. Oh, my scepter. Bring me my scepter. Thanks,
Ten
Lionel.
10 seconds.
10 seconds.
Oh, ew. Yep.
Oh, well, that's okay, honey. Good luck, honey.
Hi there, boys and girls out in Cartoon Kingdom. And it's time for our ice cream eating contest. You're going to have a lot of fun today, I know. And the one who finishes his dish first is going to win this great big Cartoon King Golden Scoop Trophy. What fun! Ha-ha! How about that, kids, huh? Well, now, and for one whole yummy year, all the ice cream the winner can eat. Okay, kids, are we ready?
Are we ready? All right, then. On your mark. Get ready. Get set. And hold it just a minute. Where'd you get those spoons? No spoons allowed in this contest. No, sir.
Right, kids? Oh, yeah. Well, no spoons allowed in this contest at all. Why, it isn't any fun eating ice cream with a spoon.
How are we supposed to eat it?
Well, now, that's a good question. And I've got a good answer. With your mouth. With your mouth, right, kids? All right, here we go, then. Everybody ready? Get on your mark. Get ready. Get set. Get ready. And, oh, hold it. I forgot again. Hands behind your backs, everybody. That's it. All the way behind your backs. That's it. Put your hands. That's good. All right. I think we're ready now.
Well, kids, are you ready? Here we go.
On your mark. Get ready. Hands behind your back. Get set. Hold it just a minute. I really forgot something this time. Oh, look at this. Oh, and look at this now. Oh, look at that. Isn't that beautiful? Wow. That looks just good enough to eat. Oh, isn't that great? All right, then. All right now, kids. Are you all ready? Are you ready? All right, here we go then. On your marks, get ready. All your hands behind your back. Good. Get set. Go! Well, say, you are some eater, huh? You're all mouth. Right, kids?
I lost again.
That's strange. Looks like everybody's out of the house.
They didn't want to stay home to see a loser.
Now that'll do, Bob.
Anybody home?
Gee, I wonder where everybody went.
Alice?
Surprise!
We saw the show.
Then what are you congratulating me for?
Well, we've got this for you.
A trophy? What for?
Read what's on it.
To our brother Bobby, for trying harder than anyone we know. We're proud of him. Greg, Marsha, Peter, Jan, Cindy.
You really proud of me?
Sure, we are.
Boy, this is the best trophy in the world.
Can we start the party now before the ice cream melts?
Ice cream? Yeah.
To survive another crisis.
That should take care of the trophies around here for a while.
There's one more I'd like to contribute to the household collection, Mr. Brady.
Hey, Alice, that's a beauty. Where'd you win that?
High school.
Hey, let me see. Westdale High School, 19... I can't make out the date.
I know. It was easier before I used the steel wool on it.
The Alice Nelson First Place School Modern Dance Contest?
Hey, Alice, that's great. Why didn't you tell us you were such a good dancer?
Well, actually, I didn't know it myself. But you'd be surprised at the moves you make when the elastic breaks in your gym bloomers.